writing on both sides and sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?" But no one in earth or on earth or under earth could open the scroll or even look inside it. I wept and wept because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside. Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. See, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals." Then I saw a lamb, looking as it had been slain, standing at the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. The lamb had seven horns, seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding a golden bowl full of incense, which are the prayers of God's people. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain. And with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth." Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels numbering thousands upon thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they were saying, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and under the sea and all that is in them saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever." The four living creatures said, "Amen," and the elders fell down and worshiped. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. And may now our hearts be prepared to receive this week's message from Pastor Pam, "Worthy is the Lamb."
Let us pray. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. As you know, the theme is get on board or be left behind. We have dealt with "The Time Is Near," according to John. Part two was God Had a Solution. Part three was, are you listening? Part four was, do you need a jump start? Part five, God is sovereign. Today we'll deal with, hold that thought. In John's days, books were written on scrolls, pieces of vellum, up to 300 feet long, rolled up and sealed with clay or wax. The scroll that John contained or see, full of the account of God's messages to the world. The seventh seal indicates the importance of its content. The seals are located through the scroll, so that as each one is broken, more of the scroll can be read to reveal another phase of God's plan for the end of the world. But the only one person is found worthy to break the seal. Revelation 5, 1 through 5 talks about the lion who proved himself worthy to break the seal and open the scroll. Brothers and sisters, he had to be someone perfect, no scars, trustworthy, no lying, no stealing, no prejudice, no backbiting, no nothing. He had to live a perfect life of obedience to God. And the only one found worthy was the one who died on the cross for the sins of the world and rose from the dead to show his power and authority over evil and death. That is Christ Jesus, the one who conquered sin, death, hell, and Satan himself. So only he can be trusted with the world's future. Verse 6 and 8 talks about how Jesus is pictured as a lion, symbolizing his authority and power, and as a lamb, symbolizing his submission to God's will. One of the elders called John to look at the lion. But John looks, he sees a lamb. When you look at dawn, you might see a lion. When I look at dawn, I see a lamb. One day, I pop into school, and this little boy, oh my God, you don't want to deal with him. But he was just running around the school acting crazy. And I tried to get him, and then Don said, no, no, let me go. And Don took that child, sat him down, and talked to him, and then calmed him down. That's like a lamb, a father, taking care of his children. That's the way God does for us. He takes care of us. When he sees us doing wrong, he scolds us. Whether you know it or not, you get scolded. Brothers and sisters, Christ the Lamb was the perfect sacrifice for the sins of all mankind. Therefore, only he can save us from the terrible event revealed in the scroll. And if we live right, we will be caught up in heaven to also live a perfect life and not to be left behind to suffer. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be left behind when God comes. Christ the Lamb won the greatest battle of all. He defeated all forces of evil by dying on the cross. The role of Christ the Lion will be to lead the battle where Satan is finally defeated. Brothers and sisters, Christ the Lion is victorious because of what Christ the Lamb has already done. We will participate in this victory not because we're perfect or not because of our effort or goodness. No, 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 but because he promised eternal life, life to all who believe in him and trust in him. Yes, brothers and sisters, John sees the lamb looking as though it has been slain. The wounds inflicted on Jesus' body during the trial and crucifixion could still be seen. Jesus was called the Lamb of God by John the Baptist. In the Old Testament, they used to use it to sacrifice, to atone for sins. The Lamb of God died as the final sacrifice for all sins. The eyes are equated with the seven lambs and one spirit. The people from every nation are praising God before his throne. God's message of salvation and eternal life is not limited to a specific culture, race, or country, or anyone who comes to God in repentance. They will be saved. Amen? They will be part of God's kingdom. Don, you got the video? God is all in all. He knows us. And I'm going to play a video for you. I know. I hope you can see it.
12, 13, 14, 14, me.
Here we are.
Oh, it's not fitting.
Oh, excuse me. You're rubbing all up against me.
Oh, I am so sorry. I'm just having problems with my bag.
It's not rocket science.
Oh, here. Let me help you with that.
Thank you so much. I don't know why they make the deal so complicated.
They're not complicated. You're just not smart enough.
Sir, that's not very nice.
What? I'm just being honest. I mean, look at him.
You know, you should never judge a book by its cover. There we go. All set.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Excuse me. Do you mind if I get in?
Do I have a choice?
Hi, my name is Tom. It's nice to meet you. Nice book. How you like it?
I'm trying to read. What did you say now?
Well, I'm sorry. I was just asking about the book you were reading.
Okay. Well, it is called Advanced Physics, and it is by Thomas Watson, one of the most prestigious physics scholars in the entire world. And I would explain it to you, but I don't think you're smart enough to get it.
Well, actually, I like physics, you see.
You know what? I really don't want to be bothered. If you have a problem, call the flight attendant. Okay, I'm not here to babysit you.
Hello, sir. Would you like some water? Hello again. Would you like some water?
Sir, thank you.
You incompetent imbecile!
I am so sorry. That was actually all my fault.
Don't take the blame for him. I knew he was gonna be in trouble the second I saw him walk in. This is ridiculous. Nobody should have to sit next to this. You know what? I demand a new seat immediately.
Okay. I'll go talk to the captain and see what we can do.
Yeah, you do that. I'm glad we have an understanding.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry. Can I help you?
No! Clearly, you are not smart enough to do anything right.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I've spoken to the captain.
Great. Did he find me a new seat?
Even better. He's upgrading the ticket to first class.
Ha! That's what I'm talking about. And thank goodness I don't have to spend the entire flight sitting next to you.
I'll just grab the suitcase.
Oh, no, that's not my suitcase. You got the wrong one.
Oh, I'm sorry I wasn't more clear. The captain is actually upgrading his ticket to first class. Because we all agree, he shouldn't have to sit next to someone like this.
Wait, that's ridiculous.
Excuse me, sir. How would you like to move to first class with us? We'd love to have you there.
Wow, I love that.
Great. The captain will be over shortly to personally escort you. I'll grab your bag.
Thank you. Excuse me. No, by the way, that book is even better than the next chapter.
What are you talking about? How would you know?
Because I am Thomas Watson. I wrote that book.
Wait, you wrote it? I don't understand. Like, you don't look like somebody who...
Well, I guess you should never judge a book by its cover.
Mr. Watson, we have your seat ready for you.
Great. I'm coming. Have a nice flight.
So my 10-year-old.
Don't allow prejudice to get the best of you. When you get to heaven, God is not going to say white people come in, black people come in, yellow people come in. No, he's not. He's going to look at what you did for him and what you got here. You don't know who's sitting beside you. Yes, it could be the devil. You don't know. But it could be somebody very important. Amen? Don't look at a person by the way they look and judge them. Don't allow prejudice or bias to keep us from sharing God with others. Christ welcomes all people into his kingdom, as we should in this church and all churches, because it's not ours, it's God's church. Yes, brothers and sisters, God was slain. He was redeemed by the blood. He gathered them up in the kingdom. He made all those people priests, teachers, and appoint them to the earth, to reign over the earth. And he is now gathering us into his kingdom, making us priests, teachers, reverend, missionary, angels. In the future, we will reign with him. Brothers and sisters, we should worship and give praise to God and to the Lamb of God for what he has done, what he is doing, and what he will do for all who trust him. When we realize the glorious future that awaits us, we will get on board and not be left behind. And we will want to have everything in place before God come back. We will find the strength to face our difficulties because we have him. Brothers and sisters, the believers back then sung praises to Christ for bringing them into the kingdom and making them priests. I know that some people are mock for their faith. In the future, don't worry about it. We will reign over all the earth. Christ's death made all believers priests of God. You are priests. You are God's children. You go out there, you talk to people. You're a priest. You are God's kid. You're telling them about God. Don't walk on anybody. Don't step over anybody. The challenges of blessing between God and mankind is Jesus. In verse 11, 13 said, angels are spiritual beings created by God to help carry out his work on earth. Did you know that each and every one of us are assigned an angel? Yes, we all have an angel. It took one angel, though, to break the chain off Peter's hand in prison and restore him to ministry. It took one angel to deliver Paul when all the men forsake him. It took one angel to deliver the message to Mary that she was going to bring God's son into the world. Angels bring messages. Listen. They protect God's children. They offer us encouragement. They patrol the earth and fight the forces of evil. Yes, they are both good and bad, evil. But because evil angels are aligned with Satan, whose name is Lucifer, he was a good angel until he wanted to be like God. So God tossed him out of heaven. We will talk more about angel in the future. The evil angel have considerable amount of power and authority over ones who do not have God in their lives. The main role of the good angels will be to offer continuous praise to God and to protect us from Satan and his army. Evil can't touch us. As long as we have God by our side, amen, church, they can't touch you. As long as you know that God is in charge of your life, he's the head of your life. In Revelation 5:14, the scene in the chapter shows us that only the Lamb of God is worthy to open the scroll. That's the event of history. Jesus, not Satan and his army, holds the future in his hand. Jesus Christ is in control of our lives. He alone is worthy to set the motion, the event of the last days of history. My title today is, Worthy is the Lamb. Or I could say, we live in a strange time. Someone once said, we live in the time where we see human, but not humanity. Rich have more rooms than children. The poor have more children than rooms. Smartphones bring us closer to ones who are far away, but distance us from the ones who are close. We open Facebook more than we open the Holy Bible. We live in times when a single mother can look after 10 children, but one child cannot look after their mother. It's sad. Give a hand to ones who take care of their parents. Come on, we have to. It's important when you look after your parents. They gave you life. Don't walk away from them. Your children will walk away from you. Rich exercise or walk miles to digest their food, while the poor walk miles to find food. Our phone contacts are full, but our relationship with each other are not. We earn a good living, but somehow we forgot to live good. Many of us know the price of things, but not the value. Yes, brothers and sisters, we live in a strange time. But thanks be to God for giving us the Lamb who can show us the right way so that we will not be left behind, a way that will not be strange to us if we follow the Lord. Yes, if we do not follow Jesus, people will die. Instead, when problems arise, if you don't follow Jesus, they will seek comfort in the army, in the arms of ones that they shouldn't. But if we follow Jesus, we can be assured that he'll be with us. There are people out there who can afford to help someone, but simply refuse to do so. Is there no one who can send, who can see and understand the plight of my father's children? Is there no one who will fill the emptiness with the voice of God saying, stop the madness? Look what's happening in Miami, building collapse, killing so many people. Oh, why? Is there no one to stop the killing? Stop the drug dealers from selling our chip, giving drugs to our children and people? Stop the people from kidnapping our young children and selling them? Oh, stop the children from dropping out of school. Stop parents from having children and then turn around and kill them or dump them on the street instead of giving them to someone who can take care of them. Brothers and sisters, is there no one to stop the wars from happening? Is there no one who can heal the people? Is there no one can take away pain? Is there no hope? Everyone needs a little hope, a sense of belonging, a guiding light for this starless night. Oh, is there someone who can help us? Is there no one found worthy to do so? Brothers and sisters, John the Apostle saw through the eyes of faith that there was one who can help us, one who was found worthy. There is one who holds the answer rolled up in the scroll. When no man could be found, behold, the Lamb of God appeared and opened the seal. The one who suffered death to take away our sins, take away our sleepless night, our discomfort, our curse, our fear. Brothers and sisters, when we recognize Christ as God, as our Creator, our Maker, we will want to trust Him. We'll want to praise Him and learn more about Him. When we truly learn to believe who He really is, then we'll get down on our knees and worship Him. But if you're like me, I can't go on my knees. But He doesn't care how you worship Him. He does not care how. As long as you worship Him, praise Him, honor Him, magnify His holy name, anywhere, anyhow, anytime. Brothers and sisters, the Lamb of God is worthy. He's worthy to be praised, to be served. There is no one found as worthy as Jesus Christ. No, not one. Jesus Christ is worthy of our praise and adoration, yesterday, today, and forever. The answer was, is, and ever shall be, Jesus, the Savior of the world, the one who will always be there for us. When sickness strikes, call on Him. When anyone tries to hurt you, call on Him. When the cupboard is empty, call on Him. No food, no clothes, no roof over your head, call on Him. He will answer. It may not be today or tomorrow, but be assured He will answer. Why? Because He is faithful to every mankind. And He is the way, the truth, and the life. Brothers and sisters, start helping someone. Give a hand to a needy person. Give a hand to a child out there who needs just a little love. We are living in a strange time. A time again, like I said, where we see humans, but little humanity. But thanks to God that He is there to protect us. Always, as long as we believe and trust Him. Let us pray. Lord, help us to envision our future through grace and not through the failure of our past. Lord, please show us the way to get on board so that we will not be left behind when You return. Lord, assure us of Your love. in spite of our weakness. We accept our redemption by faith, Lord. You alone are worthy to be praised. Allow us to grow in the shadow of your strength, that we may be lived. We may be the living example of what faith, love, and trust can be. Amen.